York.
40 minutes after 10. Now, this Saturday is April the 1st, and according to a United Nations projection, April will see India take over China, wait for it, as the world's most populous nation. Rob, tell us more about this.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? Because we've grown up always assuming, of course, that China is the most populous nation in the world. I think, you know, anyone would, you asked anyone that, they'd give you the answer that what's the most populous country in the world? They'd say China, wouldn't they? But the UN has done a projection, it's looked carefully at birth rates and death rates, and it reckons that in April, and we hit April this coming weekend, in the month of April, India will surpass China in terms of population. And it reckons that the Indian population in the middle of April will get to 1,425,775,850. I like the way they managed to get it right down to the individual. So that's about 1.5 billion. But it means that India will overtake China, which is a remarkable thing, something we've never seen in our lifetimes. And that's coming up in April. I should just say that if you look at the Chinese population, it's very interesting. It's actually poised for a steep decline. It's an aging population. The median age in China is 51. That is 12 years higher. By 2050, the country's median age will be 51. That's 12 years higher than it is now. So it's projected to be much more of an aging population. If you look at India's median age, it's 28. So their working age population is much, much higher than China. So it's very interesting that we're seeing these very different demographics in China and in India. And of course, your listeners will think, well, hang on, didn't China have a one-child policy? Didn't they try and restrict the number of children, which they did? They introduced that in 1980. They actually ended that one-child policy in 2016, and they removed all restrictions on family size just a couple of years ago in 2021. But birth rates in China have kept falling. So it's a very interesting demographic story coming up in April, where we expect to see India overtake China in population. I should just say China's economy is about six times as big as India's. So it's not a question of economies being reshuffled. It is a question of population size.
I mean, still talking about the population size, Rob, regardless of its, you know, the size, China, one will argue, still remains a powerful country. And, you know, they have more and more influence, I dare say, in the world. And I think that's going to be illustrated further this week if you to look at the forecasted visit of a president of Taiwan. Is there a link here, or am I just making things up, Rob?
There is a link here. Actually, we see it all the time. You know, when we're covering global news, even if you look at this week, you see the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, for example, visiting Africa, Ghana, Zambia, Tanzania. Well, that's part of that trip is about countering, if you like, Chinese and Russian influence in Africa right now. I mean, they make no bones about that at all. The Chinese influence around the world most certainly increasing. You think Xi Jinping, the president of China, was in Russia last week presenting a peace plan for Ukraine. Just the week before, China was announcing to the world that it had brokered a deal between these intense rivals in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and Iran. No question that China is flexing its muscles on the international stage. And that's why you look at this coming week, and it's interesting that the Taiwanese president is heading to Central America. Why would they do that? They're doing it because last week we saw Honduras, the latest country in Central America, saying we're going to end diplomatic relations with the island of Taiwan, and we're going to start diplomatic relations with Beijing, with mainland China instead. And there, of course, is the rivalry there between mainland China and Taiwan. China sees Taiwan as a renegade province that will one day be reattached, if you like, to mainland China. Taiwan sees itself as sovereign, self-governing, independent, and it doesn't want to be part of China. So an intense rivalry there, but very interestingly being played out this week in Central America. And that's because Taiwan is courting Guatemala and Belize. And that's because the other countries of Central America have switched from Taiwan to China. In fact, Taiwan only has 13 countries left across the world with whom it has formal diplomatic relations if and when Honduras leaves, which we expect it to. So that's why this is an interesting week looking at Taiwan and China.
And we're still talking about visits. I know that I nearly said Prince Charles. I'm so used to saying it now. But King Charles is poised to be making visits in France and Germany. But who knows? Could be a complicated one.
Yes, it is complicated because his formal coronation is coming up in May. King Charles, he is King Charles now, but this is the formal coronation. And ahead of that, he was going to go on a state visit to France, our nearest neighbor, and then to Germany this week. But that got called off on Friday, and that's because there are these big protests across France that have been going on against President Macron's pension reforms. And Mr. Macron has really pushed these reforms through Parliament without a vote. So he exercised his right to embrace an executive order to get these very controversial reforms that would push the pension age up from 62 to 64 in France. He pushed them through Parliament without a parliamentary vote. That's upset quite a lot of people. It's led to an intensification of protests across France. And indeed, we saw violence. We saw the City Hall in Bordeaux. Part of that going up in flames on Thursday night. And that's why the French thought, hang on, this is not the moment for a state visit of a British sovereign to France. It's just, you know, it's just not going to happen. It could be very embarrassing. And not least because it was likely to take 4,000 to 5,000 French police to ensure the security of King Charles and his coterie, if you like, in France. And those are police who really should be deployed elsewhere to try and deal with these protests. So that has been postponed. And in fact, it's lucky in a way because King Charles was also going to go to Germany. We don't know if he still is, but there is a huge 24-hour transport strike in Germany today that really has brought the whole country to a standstill. So that wouldn't have been a great idea either. So interesting. It kind of says more about France and Germany than it does about King Charles. But that's a story we're keeping an eye on this week as well.